This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Download the Odyssey app right now and you'll never miss a moment of the genius that is The Slacker Show.
Yeah, or BJ and Jamie in the morning.
Correct. Yeah. Where do we get that Odyssey app?
The App Store.
And how do we spell it?
AUDACY. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's sing a song.
We'll get this high and that's high. We'll get them straight. It's a slacker.
Aaron loves it when Bob Dylan chimes in. What's happening, Tiak?
Well, we have a lovely couple today, and they're here because of a problem that we caused.
Oh God! Look at the time.
So yeah,
wow.
we gotta bounce. No time to do great mate debate today.
We got an argument started.
Traffic
for
and
him.
Weather together. Here's Aaron.
We
caused it.
Mm-hmm,
we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meaning
well,
you and Aaron.
No, meaning mostly you.
Okay.
Okay.
Shannon won the toss. Shannon.
Yay!
What's going on?
Okay. Yes. Well, it did start from. There was something earlier this week about Slacker's son to prom or not to prom.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
okay,
Slacker's
so...
son, not ours.
Oh my God, dude.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it
right?
was, but
yeah,
he's
yeah.
just,
oh, okay. yeah.
he's trying to place the blame on me for your marital strife, but keep going.
Okay. So my husband and I have this little disagreement now about whether or not our daughter should be going to prom this year. I'm very much pro-prom.
Pro-prom.
And pro-experiences, yes, yes. Very much so.
Uh-huh. And so yes. you want to... Does she want to go?
I think she does, you know? I mean, it's one of those things where you don't know how much fun you're going to have. You need a little bit of encouragement, you know? It's a new thing for her. But... I mean, she's kind of excited about the dress shopping, you know, and she does know that I happened, you know, to be crowned the prom queen at my own prom. So she knows that it was like an amazing experience, you know, and some
okay.
memories that, you know, you can never have again.
Well,
know?
Just to refresh real quick from this side, mm-hmm. I believe what she's saying was Aaron's point of view, force your children to go to prom. So if there's marital strife based on Shannon's opinion, Aaron's fault.
What I said,
you said Noah should go and I should make him go.
I did not say you should
you
make
did.
Him go.
Yes, you did.
I did not. I think he should
yes,
go. Yes, because I would
so
feel
this is your fault.
Hold on. I would feel guilty if my kid didn't experience something, especially if it's the one and only time now.
So definitely force him.
So
that's
I said go
this
drive
your
yourself, leave early.
Okay.
I said force him.
There we go. Thank you.
So it does sound like it's your fault if this is happening.
I said yeah.
All right. So Shannon and I'm guessing your husband doesn't want let's just get him in right away. Mm-hmm. Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hey. Okay, Jeff, let's hear your side of it.
Well, I mean, yeah, we did. That did spark the conversation to a degree, but you know, I'm not getting the sense that she really wants to go, and I totally agree with that. Like, you can, first of all, you shouldn't force a teenager to do anything at all. And I don't know if like this is forcing, but it feels like it. And by the way, I didn't go to any of those functions.
Exactly.
I didn't, and I was forced to go to prom, and it was awful. Awful.
Oh.
I would never advocate for somebody to do it that didn't do it. And Shannon definitely advocates for prom because she was the prom queen.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just anti-prom because you had a terrible time, Jeff. And Shannon, you're pro-prom because...
You had a wonderful time.
You had a wonderful time.
Yeah, and you just don't know until you go. And this is just something she's just not going to know until she goes and experiences it. And it is a once-in-a-lifetime. It is a once-in-a-lifetime.
Okay, let me do this. 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. There was a huge debate on the text when we asked if I should force my kid, and like we have yet another kid. So this is a girl. So call in, pick whether she should go or not, or you can text in as well. Here's my question.
Can I add something real quick?
Absolutely.
So I'm not necessarily so anti-prom, like the specific prom. I am anti-forcing your kid to go to prom.
Okay.
I'm not forcing her. She wants to go. She just maybe doesn't know it entirely. She wants to go.
Okay.
It's so much fun. We're going to split it. Boys don't have to pay for everything. As long as maybe he shows up with a corsage, that would be nice. She's going to love it.
Yeah. That was a big deal.
Are you certain that she would have a date, first off?
Oh my God, she's gorgeous. If you saw our daughter,
Not that it matters because honestly, going stag is better sometimes.
I think she does want to just go with, like, she did tell me if there was a chance she would go, she would probably just go with her friends. I'm fine with that.
Okay, but you just downgraded she wants to go to if there was a chance she would go. So it seems
she does want to go. She just doesn't know is what I'm trying to say.
All right, prom queen, can we let Jeff talk? Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
She's royalty.
Can you come over more often? Appreciate that.
Oh my God.
Whoa, bro. I get to be facetious. I don't know if you do. You got to live with her, dude.
Exactly. Wait till we hang up.
Look, here's the thing. So she has not expressed to me that she's just dying to go. Like, Shannon seems to think that she has expressed to her. And she just told me she hasn't expressed it that way to her because she wasn't even sure. She changed her kind of opinion right there in the middle of the conversation.
Can I ask this question? And I don't know, Shannon, if you can give an honest answer to this or not, but I bet Jeff will give a snarky one. Is there a level... If Shannon, if you've done what I feel like you've done, oh my God, I was prom queen. It's so fun. You're going to love it. Is there an expectation for her to, like, if I go and I'm not prom queen, am I letting my mom down?
Oh, well, I could kind of make that clear to her. I mean, I was in a different situation. Well, no, I just shared my story and I shared how amazing it was and that moment and the crown.
But is it going to be that for her? Like, I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised, you know, she's definitely top of her class and she's really popular and she's athletic. So I wouldn't be surprised. You know, she will be graduating with honors. And I do, you know, I am on the board and I do know the parents love her as well.
You're setting a bar. I'm not trying to pick a side now, Shannon, but I'm just saying it feels like you set a bar. It's like, having Aaron tell you what a concert's like. It's like, oh my God, the concert was so great. And then because Aaron got to go in the tunnel under the Red Rocks and then Aaron got to go backstage and meet the band. Not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah.
You don't get to say, oh, you can't miss this show. Cause like Aaron got a different view of that show than we peasants get. And if your daughter's closer to a peasant than a queen,
no.
I'm just saying.
But you still get to go to a show. It's still like, I should have just stayed home. Like, no, you still saw a show. I mean, maybe it wasn't the best night of your life, but it's not the worst.
Yeah, the mom has put this unrealistic expectation on it. Shannon has got this like, you're going to be queen. Yeah. You're never going to forget it.
I just don't get all the anti-prom
stuff. I mean, look, if I were to be honest and say, look, my daughter's shy. She's a little bit on the nerdy side. Then, you know, maybe. But she's none of those things. Maybe my husband was, and he's painting a different picture of the prom experience. But I know her, and she's going to have an amazing time. Everybody loves her.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think we've got both sides. Mm-hmm. Jeff, we're going to put you both on hold, and maybe you'll want to text her separately to make the next round go more smoothly. hang on. Okay.
I think you should go to prom. You get one chance at it. Why not go? Stay home and play video games. You can do that any other night. Why not take a chance? Maybe it'll be fun. Maybe it'll be terrible. But
then you know.
Yeah, you went. And also, no matter what you do, if you're not into it, it's lame. Go to a Rockies game. If the whole crowd is just like, it's just baseball, then it's going to not be fun. If everyone's like, woo, we love the Rockies. Woo, prom's fun. Let's have fun. Then it'll be fun.
Can I just say this?
Teenagers are just so,
I know. Lame. And like, here's the thing. I got talked into playing in the talent show in my high school. And I came out there and it was my coming out party. I shredded on guitar. Yeah. Nobody knew anything about me. And I was like, woo. And then it was just like women, everything fell into place for me at that moment. If my daughter was like, should I play in the talent show? I would say, no, you should not.
Why?
Because if it doesn't go the way mine went, she's going to feel terrible.
But it could still go the way her way.
But if it doesn't, there is an expectation hanging over it because I've told her that story. I was Marty McFly at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
But
I keep pounding my hands.
I still had fun at my proms, and I was never crowned the king at any of them.
Clearly. Aaron is just literally just kicking it right now. Like, not. Okay, here's the thing. Shannon thinks there's tons of reasons.
We're into it, you know? Like, yeah, just have fun. Not everything needs to be cool. Clearly.
All right, pick a side. Is their daughter forced to prom? Get us out of this great mate debate. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Shannon and Jeff.
Yep.
And we started it. Apparently, they got into an argument. I forget that this happens. Like, we'll do an OPP, and then people, like, hear it, and then they go home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, did you hear OPP today? And they rah, rah, rah. Well, we were talking about whether or not you should force your kid to go to prom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it spilled over. We're ruining more relationships than we realize.
Not just my marriages. Yeah. We're ruining other people's marriages. So Shannon had a great prom experience. She was prom queen. It was a magical evening. Jeff hated it. So he's like, we're not forcing our daughter to go. And she's like, we should absolutely force her because she might miss out on like one of the greatest nights of her life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, ultimately, you don't.
Why not try it? I don't understand. Like, it's just one night.
Because if it sucks,
you could hop off the Xbox
for
one night.
That could happen. Is it's one bad night.
Mm-hmm.
But one bad night can. Okay, Shannon, Jeff, feel free to jump in with anybody you need to, and we're starting with Chris.
Yay!
Whose side are you on?
I am on Jeff's side.
What?
I have a junior and a senior. Both of them have been to prom already. They hated it. So why not just either save the money for the prom dress, give it to her, and let her go hang out with some friends.
And just hand her $500 to light on fire. Yep. I agree with you. Thank you, Chris.
But the thing is, they were able to try it and figure out that they hated it. This is the one chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and go hang out with your friends at prom. They're all at prom that night.
Were they excited about going? Did they want to go and then it wound up being bad?
Or we don't know. She left.
Because that could be a thing.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, prom there just sucks. Leticia. Leticia?
She voted for me, and she's right.
We've lost control of the show, so you jump in, Leticia. Whose side are you on?
I'm on team mom.
Okay, right.
Hey. completely teen mom. So when my daughter was in a senior in high school, she didn't even want to do senior pictures. No, we don't need them. Just upload whatever, do this, whatever for the senior, for everything. And the day after, you know, after when we got the proof, the her confidence increased. Mm. Not that your daughter needs that, but just she just changed. And she said, Mom, I've never felt so beautiful. I've never felt this. So all to say that kids, our kids, don't know what they don't know. And if your daughter doesn't want to go to prom, then she can leave. Or and these days, they don't need even need a boy. They just don't. They go with a group. They go all on their own. So I'm completely team mom because girls know girls. And you, even as a father, my husband would have said, no, you don't have to do pictures. But that's because dads have a different level of emotion, which is none.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Leticia. It was really good having you by. Do you know what's hilarious about you two? Like, you, no, not you, Shannon and Jeff. This time I'm not going to yell at you two. I'm yelling at Tiak and Aaron. You have such an incredible amount of confirmation bias that when somebody calls and they're on your side, you're just little yes monkeys. Your little heads are like, preach, testify,
Yeah. Like it's. I'm not going to argue with them. I agree with them.
Angela?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
So I'm more so on the dad's side with not forcing her and allowing her to make her own decision.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason being, and what I would advise is to maybe find out the deeper meaning, because like you said, if she was shy or she wasn't social, you know, and it would take her out of her box, and maybe that would be a very mean to force her to go. But if she fits the category, she's beautiful, everyone loves her, she's the belle of the ball, there's a possibility she could be queen, there has to be a reason why
she doesn't want to go.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because no, everyone's like, oh, it's lame. About a boy. Prom sucks.
It could be the pressure of her letting you down or feeling like she's letting you down by not filling that spot that you had. So
thank you for the call, Angela. God, isn't it great to be on the right side of history? Michelle?
No.
Michelle?
Hello?
Michelle?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm kind of on dad's.
Kind of on dad's.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kind of on dad's, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why?
No forcing.
Yeah, dad. Thank you. All right, I don't even think we need to hear anymore. I'm going to say this.
Why are we pretending parents don't force their kids to do stuff?
Exactly.
Just not this. Yeah. You're 18, you're 17, you're 18, and this is just like, if she's got...
Did you know everything at 17 and 18?
I thought I did.
No. Exactly, and you're wrong. So have your parent force you to go to prom.
I was closer right than not. Have you seen me?
Yeah.
You seen me pictures of when I was 18? Yeah. Why did I tint the top of my glasses? all right, Shannon, I don't know if you can feel this, but from the ones we took on the air,
a lot of texts too.
It was 3-1. How are the texts?
A lot of people just saying you can't force her. If she doesn't want to go, she doesn't want to go. But I think she'll regret it.
I think so too. I'm going to do my best to encourage her. I'm not going to force her. I just think it's cool these days to like not do anything anymore. And, you know, I think we're just losing some of that connection.
I agree. That's what I'm, preach.
Thank you.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.